Hi, I'm artist Destiny Blue, and I would never, ever, ever listen to the SCC's podcast.
Dunk, 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 dunk. Hello.
Let's go first.
Me. Hello, I'm Adam, and once when I was little, in primary school, I wet myself in assembly, and I tried to convince people that I was actually just carrying water in my pockets.
Third time's a charm. Kieran?
Hello, I'm Kieran.
Good job.
That's so funny! Ricky?
Hello, I'm Ricky, and I'm really late.
That's fine. Touched all your stuff, though.
I'm Tranta, and when I was little, I used to think that the streetlights came on at night when someone would run down an entire line of light switches. Streetlight switches.
That doesn't happen.
No, I know that now.
Oh. No, I thought that happened. Disillusioned.
I just imagine as they run along.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But you'd miss when you... Ah! You can do them all again now.
I think I figured it out when I noticed that the streetlights don't come on in order.
Mm.
They sort of dot around, so maybe someone's just playing...
You can follow us on Facebook, the Swansea Comics Collective, on Instagram and Twitter at SCC Assemble, and our website SCCAssemble.co.uk. So we're going to talk about MCM.
Yeah, MCM.
So you guys went to Birmingham.
We did.
The NEC.
What? No, the NEC Arena.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Neck of Birmingham.
Yeah, we did.
We weren't in Westeros. We didn't go to the Neck.
It was weird. I'd never been to the NEC before.
Never.
I didn't realise how big it was. There was like four other conventions going on at the same time.
Including a cat one. Supreme cat.
Why didn't you go to that? Oh, you'd be allergic. You'd be coughing and sneezing. Your eyes would be swollen like this.
We did make that joke.
You're so behind, Adam.
We went to see a photography expo and spent a good half an hour walking around everything, getting us all the freebies we could. Me and my buddy Chris then decided to leave and wander around the place. We tried to go inside all of the open hangars we could. We, you know, those travelators. We ran up and down them for a good couple of minutes, we thought. Turned out we were there wandering the entire place for about 3 hours, and then we had to run back.
Good
stuff. Are you sure you weren't in an airport?
Yeah, I think it connects to the airport.
Hangars. Travelators.
It was just on Gladiators.
Doesn't it?
That used to be filmed there as well, didn't it?
It wasn't really? The NEC, it was the indoor arena.
Alright.
I went to see that when I was little, it was amazing. Loved it.
Doesn't it have an airport in it as well or something like
that?
Yeah,
it is connected to the airport.
Yeah,
because we got there but it was empty. It was like the airport in heaven. Because nobody's
been to heaven.
Yeah. I think I have.
Adam, did you die when you were little?
Is this your personal hell?
You're all in there with me.
Right, so yeah, we went to the NEC, MCM, Birmingham, and Memorabilia.
That's a mouthful.
And the Supreme Cat Show. And the Christmas show. And there was a motorbike show show.
Yeah, there was a bike show.
And there was a train show.
There's got to be...
Pete Waltman was apparently at the train
show. There's got to be one person at least in the Cat Show wearing a t-shirt saying, I'm here for the pussies.
No, they were probably in the...
Probably in the con.
This isn't the Cat Show.
Oh. What was the first thing I drew? No, the first two things I drew?
Groot and Groot?
Baby Groot.
Hey.
Again.
One
of them was for a proper hottie, so it's like...
So we got there... Well, we left on the Saturday, which we don't normally do.
No. We left Saturday.
Saturday morning. And we got our times more or less right. Except it took us about 2 hours to get to the junction that we needed. And then it took us 45 minutes to get from that junction to the car park.
Mm.
Which meant that we got in to the show...
Half an hour after the early birds.
Yeah. We had people talking to us as we were trying to set the table up.
We're trying to set up while people are trying to push past to get a picture with the DeLorean.
Because
that was right next to us. Oh, and Robot Wars, which was a delight.
I hate Robot Wars.
I love Robot Wars.
Yeah, you can sit with it behind you next time then.
Okay.
And really loud music, so it's like...
So you're like, hi, you want to buy us going?
Yeah, I would have to shout to people. And
half an hour in, you were like, I've got to go get a drink. My voice is killing me.
Yeah, and the drinks were expensive. Really expensive. I just had to get a drink. Because I'd have to shout over the robot was. And it wasn't pleasant. It was like... I don't want to shout because it'll go on the podcast. Would you like to buy a comic?
That's okay, my voice spiky thing was loud.
£3! Oh, issue one and issue two for £5!
It's in Wales!
Ha 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 ha! What's funny about Wales?
It was a good show, though.
It was a good show.
It was big. I've never been... I think I've been to a Cardiff MCM, which it was quite big. It wasn't as big as this one. And I went to Belfast, but that was... Belfast was the first one they'd done in Belfast, so it wasn't massive.
I felt it was pretty big. The Belfast one seemed...
Yeah,
really
Belfast was kind of like an average size because it was the first one. Mm. But this was huge.
Yeah.
You couldn't... Saturday, for the most part, like when I got to have a break and walk off from the table for a bit, you'd get out of Comic Village and then you'd go... Oh, what's no? No, can't get down there. What's no? Can't go down there and go back to the table.
Yeah. Then ask someone where this is and, oh, what's down there? I tried to get down there.
Because we didn't realise that we were really close to a booby station.
Yeah, there was a booby section.
What's booby section? Oh, booby section.
Essentially, you know the, there's like felt wall divider thing. They basically had like a room.
Wasn't Kyla Cole there? The lady
I have no idea.
We don't know.
We didn't get into booby. But yeah, they'd made an area out of that, and it was just for like glamour models and I don't know,
with
porn stars maybe. I don't know.
Boobs out.
Yeah. The only thing I
truly am in hell.
The reason I noticed it was because there was
the
like a security guy going into it, not walking in to have a look. I mean, like stood on the door, and I thought, well, what's happening in there? And then I saw a bunch of boobies, and yeah, it was good.
So it was a big place.
What else was there? Oh yeah, it was massive.
The DeLorean was right next to us, and Bumblebee
poisoning you with the fumes.
And Bumblebee.
Yeah.
And Bumblebee was quite loud too.
You're hallucinating from the carbon dioxide poisoning, carbon monoxide poisoning.
Did you have your chicken?
No, we didn't. No. We went to the pub,
so the live chicken was still alive.
But Luke's house reminded me. It was nice, but it did remind me when we first got there of the house from Resident Evil.
Mm. It's a very, very haunted house. It's like a big farm manor thing, and I think they rent like the top floor, basically. And it's massive.
I woke up in the middle of the night at one point and
something
saw something like, and then I realised it was just Trant in his Hulk onesie.
That's not a joke. My brother said, make sure
why was he slimy for?
My brother said, make sure you bring like a duvet or, you know, something warm to wear because there's no, what did he say? There's no
We don't believe central in central
heating. There is no central heating because the house is so old.
Yeah.
And the windows aren't like double glazed or anything like that. So it was pretty cold, but
I
was expecting it to be colder, but
I looked like a true child of the 80s with my Turtles pajama bottoms and Ghostbusters t-shirt.
But yeah, we didn't get a chicken. We went out to where Holly used to work. So she knew what we should order to get the most amount of food. So we ended up getting a chicken burger, paying $1.50 to get an extra burger. So you get two chicken fillets and a burger and a burger. And then I bought a cone of onion rings for £2.
20 onion rings?
20 onion rings for like £2. That was cancer at an MCM. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just value. I'm not a fat bastard. It's just value. I did eat them all.
Yeah, because you've got to, otherwise there's no value in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the food was a necessity after going all day without eating it in the NEC.
Next time, bring your own food microwave.
Yep, we'll just set that up next to the prints.
Come on, kids. Comic books and cancer.
You can't sell cancer at an MCM.
I do not.
Got all the blokes putting their balls next to it.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, what else happened?
That'd be a great cosplay.
We played...
Cosplay bingo. We'll go over that in a bit, because it was quite...
We've come up with a new system.
Quite complex, yeah.
So we had to basically deal with what we were seeing from our table. We did have a couple of wanders, but I got Kieran a cool patch, foxhound patch.
And I don't know where to put it.
On your clothes.
Yeah, but what happens if I can't fit into them clothes anymore?
Put it on a bag.
You cut it off again.
What happens if the bag breaks? Am I going to need to get a new bag?
You can take it off, put it back on.
Why don't you just keep the patch in a drawer safe?
No.
Then I want to put it on something.
I've got the BPRD patch, and I just took it off my jeans, and I can sew on something else.
There you go, problem solved. Boom. Moving on.
I got a lanyard for work.
I didn't get anything. I managed to pick up a couple of comics, but well, I finally picked up Wolverine, Death of Wolverine number 4.
Mm.
So I can finally read that. Yeah.
Read it?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Another Guardians, but
I picked up £20 worth of
more Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. And I picked up 2 issues of
Hawkeye
for Adam.
Woo!
Looking around for the bag.
That's fine.
In the we did alright, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I did a couple of Groot sketches on A5, and then I did one, and then a kid came up, as they do, saw it. Said, oh yeah, can I get one of them as well? So I did that, and then his brother came up like 15 minutes later and said, oh, that's really good. Can I have one of them? And I just thought, ah.
And he went, what do you like drawing?
Yeah, the dad was like, oh, what do you like drawing? I was like, oh, can't go wrong with Deadpool, to be honest. And the kid's face just lit up, and they both like looked at each other like, and I was like, oh, shall I draw you a Deadpool? And he's like, yeah, that would be really cool. And I was like, how about I draw Deadpool dancing in a pot, like a plant pot? And he's like, yeah.
It came out really good.
Yeah. So yeah, he was happy with that.
I've noticed before, saying about Deadpool, I was looking through the iPad, there was a picture of that you'd drawn, I think it was you'd drawn, and it was, he was signing a grenade.
Yeah.
Did you do that? When, how long ago was that?
Oh, that was a while ago.
It was Lance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Trance, Lance, and then, no, is it Trance, Dance, Lance, Lance!
When we were given sketch cards away with, if we bought issue 1 of the comic,
yeah.
It was from my friend Lance. Oh, well, you've met Lance as well.
Have I?
San Diego Lance.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I remember Lance.
San Diego.
San Diego.
You've got room for us to stay in July.
Come on, Lance, put us up, you Wales let
July?
You in.
Is it? It's normally in July, isn't it?
Comic-Con.
Oh.
Be careful, because it's live.
I don't know, but count us in. What else did we do? Oh, I did the Wolverine sketch cover.
Yep.
Which turned out really well.
Which did.
Number 139, I think, won it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, number 139.
139, I can't remember your name. But yeah, you should be...
I've emailed him, but he hasn't replied.
Well, if you reply, you'll get a Wolverine through the post, so...
Be careful, because it's live.
Yeah.
And they bite.
Yeah, we've now gone into the cornered the market of mailing rabid animals to people.
We've got a whole bunch of honey badgers ready just to bite your testicles off to.
Yeah, that came out pretty well.
Mommy, look what I got through the mail.
Can I keep it? When I was in Colorado, we were driving through the Rocky Mountain Park. One of the guys was telling us, there's a Wolverine that migrates. It's the only one in the park every year. They pick him up and take him back to Montana or wherever Wolverines usually come from. But every summer he just turns back up.
He's like, f*** that noise, coming back. Cross country journey. And eating animals as he goes, that's a bear.
That's a saber tooth. That's a lady death strike.
What else happened?
We got a thing from Blue.
Yeah, we got a soundbite from Blue, Destiny Blue. And she couldn't. What? She couldn't remember our name.
Really?
The group's name.
She kept thinking of Comic-Con.
Yeah.
So she was going, I would never ever listen to SDC. No, SCDC's.
ACDC?
STD?
Where's the soundbite?
I have never ever, I will never ever, and I would never ever listen to the
But yeah, apparently she would never listen to STD.
I'd never listen to STD either. You get hearing aids that way. That was good.
But yeah, we were going to try and get some Comic Crush questions from... Blue and Steve, but
we didn't prep them.
Yeah, we didn't. We just weren't prepared and couldn't really be asked to prepare.
It's difficult, so. I guess, to try and get hold of them.
Well, we got hold of them.
I got them off my phone.
Yeah,
it was just. But I'm gonna send a questionnaire to Steve.
Yeah, I mean, we could go and talk to them, but
who was looking decidedly hungover on the Saturday morning after launching his moon at 30 decks.
He didn't know where his hotel was either. At the end of the show, it was the other side of Birmingham, and he didn't know how he was going to get there.
I was really we were going for by tweet in the Wetherspoons in the NEC.
Yeah.
And a pint afterwards, which was amazing because I found a table right under the TV so I could watch the Wales versus New Zealand game.
And then
went
you
up to the bar. I went up to the bar, and I went, "Are you serving food?" "No, kitchen's closed." It was 6 o'clock. Damn you, Wetherspoons!
Maybe it's just Birmingham. They have a different time zone. Like,
yeah.
1950 in there.
Saw some really cool cosplays. We ended up with a strange man from Cardiff just appear behind our table at 1:02.
Really?
Hi, Matt. Yeah, we were sitting there at the table. Next thing is someone standing in between us. Alright, boys! Alright, Matt!
Yeah, he was telling us all about his cosplay project he's got going. So anyone who likes cosplay, or you just like making cool costumes and showing them off,
or you just like Matt,
yeah, if you're just a fan of Matt in general.
This is Matt, formerly of the comic shop Matt.
No,
this is a different Matt. Who's this Matt?
No,
Matt from
in association with Fishful Comics.
Oh, right.
In Cardiff.
Ah, yes,
you know, proud stalkers of Cop Rockless.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've met Matt, to be honest.
I have.
Yeah, you probably have.
He works in Fish Comics.
Yeah, when we were doing the basketball in Cardiff.
Yes.
He was there.
I have also met him.
Yeah, like I say, if you're a fan of cosplay or general costume building, check out his page on Facebook. It's Shall We Cosplay on Facebook. And he was taking pictures of cosplayers all day. All, like, the 2 days, and he's going to upload
but
them.
But only the sexy ones.
So, should we talk about cosplay? Not cosplay bingo first.
Let's
cosplayers.
Talk about them.
Right. I didn't manage to get a picture of probably second best cosplay that I saw on the weekend.
Which one?
The Cyborg Ninjas.
Oh, yeah. Luke
Mortal
got a picture
Kombat.
Of them.
They were really good.
Yeah.
But my favourite one of the weekend had to be Penguin from Gotham.
I did see that, yeah.
That was a good one.
She was really good. Because I was coming back from the toilet and I thought, "What's this, Gotham's Penguin?" I went, "Penguin!" She just walked past. I went, "Penguin!" She just carried on walking. I went, "Penguin!" And she turned around and went, "You know I don't like to be called that!" In character. And it was amazing. And she sounded like the way that Oswald Cobblepot sounds on Gotham. And she was really good. But it was some really good cosplay there over the weekend.
I saw a creepy Ewok. It was, but like,
weren't they not creepy?
No, because this one was like
creepy eyes.
This was an average height, like 5'10" or whatever. It was creepy.
The Gamorrean.
He's had the Ent water.
Gamorrean guard.
I saw that.
Cool.
Yeah, he was cool.
And he was with Sand People.
Yeah.
Who they were shaking their sticks, so I went out and shook Cop Rock myself. I saw my first ever Tyrese. Like, you see Rick's and Daryl's,
yeah.
But first ever Tyrese.
Comic book
real.
Tyrese?
No.
TV show
Tyrese.
I saw particularly booby Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
And I got a picture with her and Arrow, but the picture's blurry, my one with Harley Quinn. Ironically, Arrow can't shoot a straight photo, so never mind. She was quite cool anyway. She was the...
Are you sure that Tyrese wasn't just a hobo?
No.
That's what it kind of looks like in the show, and I thought maybe...
He had, at first I thought he might have been Alan from The Hangover, because he had the baby on the front.
Yeah.
But no, he was Tyrese. I met a Harley Quinn who came to our table, and she had a really awesome gun.
Yeah.
The gun was one of my favourite accessories I saw over the weekend for a costume. It was big Harley Quinn... like type handgun, the cork in the end, and a friend had printed it on a 3D printer for her.
Really?
So I was expecting it to be quite light.
Yeah.
But it had some nice weight to it, it looked really good. Tranter wasn't there to see her.
No, I missed it.
You know, take a picture.
I did.
I saw the picture, but
the other problem we've worked out with these big events, because they're in these big huge arenas, they've lit with weird lighting.
Oh, terrible light.
So everyone looks a bit.
Your phone looks like a Minecraft character.
Sorry,
yeah.
Shut up.
Jaundiced.
Yeah.
Everyone's jaundiced. I got
sometimes
alcohol problems.
Point the camera at the light. and then when you bring it back down, sometimes it changes it.
Yeah, so that was
a tip for you.
And the problem is, we're using my phone for taking photos, and iPhone flash just bleaches everything.
It's better than my phone, anyway.
Yeah, bleaches things, so it just sort of.
Everyone on your phone looks like a Minecraft character.
Shut up. My Forrest Gump phone is a bit rubbish, but the camera on it is surprisingly good.
For a Forrest Gump phone.
For 2 megapixels.
So,
for 2 pixels.
Yeah. You got black and white.
Shut up.
But
I saw a marshmallow man.
Precious.
Someone was dressed as a marshmallow man.
Wow. Steve.
Who's Steve?
From Minecraft.
I saw... Where else did we see it? Really good Spider-Woman. And she was with really good Deadpool. Lady Deadpool.
Really?
Yeah.
There was a...
Really good.
Deadstroke.
Really good. I'm implying they were hot.
I didn't get that.
Didn't get that.
I did not get that.
There was
I thought you were just saying they were really good.
Oh, they were also really good, but they were also really good.
So you're saying they were... They were just really good.
Oh, they were really good.
Oh, right.
Their costumes were really good.
They were really good.
But they were also really good.
I think I know what you... They were just really good.
Just really good, yeah.
Really good. Okay.
What are you saying?
There was a dead stroke.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was he really good?
Yeah, he was. He was really good. his costume was really good. It was a mix between Deathstroke and Deadpool, which... You think it would be difficult to mix because they're like the same character.
Yeah.
Except one's orange and blue and one's red and black.
Yeah.
But no, it was cool.
Or for Ricky, red and black.
Yeah.
Grey and grey.
Grey and grey.
And brown.
Grey and grey.
No, it was pretty cool.
We also, we sort of realised that we need to, when we play in Cosplay Bingo, we were sort of umming and ahhing about new rules that we need to bring in.
Yeah.
But we think we've decided on something.
Well, I think... Right, let's go over the cosplay bingo results. Right, so you had Spider-Man and...
Carnage.
I had Wolverine and Master Chief. You had Loki and Blade. And you had... Oh, God, Adam.
Assassins
and...
Asajj Ventress.
Right. Clearly, Ricky won because he picked Spider-Man again.
Boom.
But you didn't win as much as I thought. After the first day, I did terrible. There was, like, 2 Wolverines.
I had 9 Spider-Man... After the first day, and I finished on 11, and Trant finished on 9.
Right, there's some issues with the wild cards.
Right.
Right. Because I did see a Blade, but we were in the toilet.
You can't ask people to have a photo.
I didn't want to ask this big, scary black guy to take a picture with me at the urinal.
So I didn't win?
No.
Well,
I couldn't get a picture, and Ricky didn't see him. So
could have been beaten up or raped.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared to go for that.
Also, we were hoping to see him and take a photo.
Yeah.
I got... So, Ricky had 11 Spider-Man, Trant had 9 Wolverine, Kieran had 3 Lokis, and
Adam
had 6 Assassins. But we did see a Blade, and we were going to have a photo to show you, and then turn around and go. But... As we've previously stipulated, you need to be in the photo with the Blade.
Yeah.
You didn't ask me
also,
to go.
I'm pretty sure that's classed as illegal, because I'm pretty sure
you
can't stand in a urinal next to a guy with his penis out.
But
well, you can. That's what urinals are for.
Yeah,
just don't take a picture.
Yeah,
and we saw the
We're not sure about your one, to be honest, because we did see someone we think was it in the bar, but. I'm not as familiar, so I couldn't tell directly.
She didn't have lightsabers.
Yeah, if she had a lightsaber on her belt, boom. Done.
So
but
she could have been just a generic alien.
She could have been like an anime character, I'm not sure. And I saw
like
a Spartan, but it wasn't Master Chief.
We went, are you Master Chief?
And
she went, no, I'm Spartan 13.
Yeah. Damn it.
Ah, okay, fine, whatever.
Go away then.
Yeah. Leave. You look cool, but leave.
Her armor was really good as well.
Yeah,
yeah. Was she
told? So yeah, what we decided we're gonna do for future cosplay bingos is I think Spider-Man's gonna be off the table now.
I thought we were gonna go like in bingo.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, we've got a new system we're gonna do now. But if we do like a wild card thing, it can't be something that there's gonna be loads of different variations of, like a Spider-Man or an Assassin's Creed,
so, yeah,
or the Doctor.
Do you have to call on, like, you have to call out a specific type?
No, what we're going
to
do...
So, like, you could have called, it with the Assassins, you would have needed to specify...
Ezio,
Altair, Connor, or...
Edward.
Don't hurt his feelings now, Rick. You've got to remember what
Desmond.
Your nephew likes.
Because, like, the Doctor, you could call a Doctor, and there are lots of fours, tens, and elevens. There's a couple. I saw a one, and I think I saw a seven.
Well, we've seen a Capaldi as well, so.
Yeah, I was telling someone earlier that in all the cons I've done, I've seen a 1, 4, 5, 7, 9, 10, 11, and 12. And the only ones I haven't seen are.
Ones.
Patrick Troughton, Pertwee.
Yeah.
John Pertwee. I couldn't remember his first name. I was thinking Sean Pertwee. Colin Baker. We've actually seen Colin Baker.
Yeah.
but Colin Baker or a Paul McGann or a War Doctor. So
what we're going to do is we're actually going to have bingo cards.
Yeah.
So,
but the stipulation is because they'll probably be very similar to each other's.
All
the same. But what we're going to have to do, you can't count the people who you see at the table. You can only mark them off if you go off for a wander and you find them and you've got to take a picture with them.
Right.
And that's what we're going
to
do.
I'm the first one to fill up their card, or if we don't fill our cards, whoever's seen the most.
Yeah.
So
good.
We'd have the same 15, and you'd have commons on there, so like doctors or assassins or Spider-Man, and then you'd have chuck in some of these rarer ones that, like the Blade, if you'd seen him out on the floor and gone up to him, and then I didn't see the Blade at all.
Trying to saw Blade
in
Blade.
The toilet.
Yeah.
But he could have said he didn't see one.
Yeah.
I could have.
He could have.
But I'm just letting you know, I did see one, but I couldn't get a picture with him.
So, like,
would you have felt better if I just hadn't told you?
I would have felt better if you didn't tell me.
Well.
Tough. So,
it's
yeah.
Interesting anecdotes for the podcast.
It's just I hated the Ricky one. If it
yeah.
Trant the one, it'd be fine.
It got close with Trant towards the end.
Trant
was
got
a lot
close
more
to Blade.
It was a lot more Wolverines on the second day than there were Spider-Man.
Whoa, Blade, what are you doing with that wooden stake? Whoa!
Yeah, so cosplay bingo should be a bit different next time.
Yeah, we're going to change it up.
Change it up.
Mix it up.
How much comic news have you got?
F***ing loads. So, what about it in general then? I mean, you it was exhausting, but you enjoyed it.
Yes.
Yeah?
Were there any downsides?
Having to work the next day was pretty
bad. Having to work the next day.
Yeah.
It was tiring. I enjoyed it, but as it was for us and a lot of other people there, it was the last con of the year, and the energy did feel like it was the last con of the year.
Yeah.
A bit.
But it was good, though.
It was still good, and I still enjoyed it. Looking forward to when we start next con year in February with Chelsea.
Yeah,
should be fun. Nice recharge over the winter now.
Hibernation. Get your bung in.
Right. Should we do Kieran's comic news really quickly?
Comic news. That's it. For the song.
Bonk.
So, I know Trant has seen it. The Superpower Beatdown, Batman vs. Darth Vader.
Nope.
Yes, I've seen it.
It's good. It's pretty
it's
good, isn't it?
I was hoping you were going to say Batman versus Darth Vader, super powered beatbox.
No.
But
nearly.
Beatdown is just as good, I guess.
It's better.
Just imagine.
It's really cool.
Bat metal versus Vader.
So somehow Darth Vader catches Superman.
Yeah.
Using his force.
I don't know, it doesn't show.
Basically, Batman's approaching the Death Star and he gets in because he's trying to save
you
Superman.
You must be on that small moon.
That's not a moon.
I'm the Batman.
But no, it's good. Batman. Next. I mean, there's not much we can really say.
No.
It's just it's really good.
Who
check
won?
It out.
Can we say who won?
Do you want to know who won?
I think it should be Batman.
Well, Vader won.
Oh, I don't mind.
Batman.
In this one, but they
yeah.
do. But
oh, yeah,
they do both
don't
endings.
They?
But I think Vader rightfully won.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he, at one point, Batman, like, EMPs.
Yeah.
Vader, so that it knocks out
his
breathing
yeah.
apparatus, so he can't use the force.
He can't
Batman.
Use the force on Batman because he's got to maintain his
yeah.
respiratory. So that was quite clever.
That was clever. Batman having a lightsaber is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
But then Vader's power comes back on and they fight a bit. Vader chucks him out the window and thinks that's it. Batman comes up in the Batwing, Space Batwing, and Vader starts moving it and you don't know what is going to happen, and then he just sort of makes it go boom.
Yeah.
Batman's dead.
Force unleashed him.
Batman's hammers of justice. Next, Marvel released full map of Secret Wars Battle World.
I haven't seen this.
This means nothing to me.
No, what they've been teasing. Jonathan Hickman and S. Andrew Bick's event for next year. So they're releasing a little bit more by the sounds of it.
Sure,
I haven't seen
what
it.
The map's going to be like.
So I know about the Wasteland from Old Man Logan.
So I'm guessing it's a mishmash of different universes.
Well, it's
going to
be all the little things, and I guess the things that they've been teasing. So World War Hulk, Old Man Logan, it's Planet Hulk, not World War Hulk. Civil War, Years of a Future Past, and they've been teasing all of them things. So I'm guessing it's going to be that. The different battle arenas.
Cool.
Next, Frank Grillo as Crossbones in Captain America: Civil War.
Is
that the guy who was in? Captain America 3, so he's back. Cool.
He was good.
Well, the Cinema Blend were putting this up, and Cinema Blend have a mixture between, sometimes they're so naive about things, and other times they seem to be in the know. They were like, oh, this slightly unknown, you know, this unknown character is going to have a big impact in the next film, and anybody who knows the Crossbones and Cap knows that, you know, he can't just disappear in the film. So I'm looking forward to that. Frank Grillo was great.
Bearing in mind, a helicarrier fell on him. Surprisingly, managed to get him out.
Have you seen what Deadpool does to him? Because he knocks
Clearly
him out
not.
And puts him in the balloon, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Takes his trousers as well.
Yeah.
If he can survive that, he can survive a helicarrier crashing on him.
We've all heard of Telltale Games and they've created Walking Dead.
But if we... anyone who hasn't heard of them...
Telltale Games is a video game company which creates... They're mostly known for their interactive stories that they... And they release in episodic.
Okay.
Before that, they'd made games like Black and White, Beyond Good and Evil, and things like that, where it was very interactive.
But
puzzle solving.
They made a Fables game called The Wolf Among Us. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. Based on the
Big B Wolf.
Yeah, Big B Wolf's storyline.
So,
have you not played the Walking Dead one?
The Walking Dead one.
It's a point and clicker / interactive. You kind of click things to move
the
character
along.
He and I were playing it, and he was screaming, and I was screaming. Big Gravikin! It's not stills. It's real time, but it's in a point and clicker.
And it's sort of like mirrors Charlie Adlard's art in the Walking Dead one.
What they're doing is making a Game of Thrones one.
Yeah,
episodic
cool
game.
So that's going to be.
They've released the trailer.
Click, rape, behead, rape, behead. Shoot arrows at him. Rape, behead.
Wiener. Floppy wiener.
Hodor.
Wait. There's a boobie. There's a boobie. Now a wiener. Yeah.
Next, Oscar Isaac to play Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse.
Oh, I saw that. I don't know who he is.
I don't know who he is.
Moving on. Is he big?
Moving on. We'll touch on that next week.
And
when we go look into it.
New Batman Arkham Knight gameplay / trailer that shows new takedowns and more of the Batmobile in action.
I'm still not happy that they pushed it back to June.
No, I bought my PlayStation 4 mainly for that.
Is
he's only 1.74 metres, so he's average height.
So is it the same guy who was in the clip at the end of the film?
No.
But you know, you know what they can do with CG these days. You can make 8 foot tall if they want.
What was that one? Arkham. Yeah, not happy with the pushback.
Yeah,
but
is the Batmobile going to be a big part?
That's where they pushed it back for, to make sure that worked properly. So as long as it works, unlike some of the games that have been released lately that get really bad things because they've been released before they've been properly play tested. Like a lot of people complained about Assassin's Creed because Arno falls through the floor.
That's happened 4 times to me.
Arno falls through the floor. Or you can hide, instead of just jumping into the haystack, you can hide in there to sort of like lose people. But then it doesn't give you a command to get out of the haystack.
Like, would you like to get out? No, I'm good.
There's no command.
What about the story? Nope.
you just get stuck in the haystack. And things like that. Battlefield 4 was notorious for it,
yeah.
Wasn't it? It wasn't finished when it came out. They just had to keep patch. So, although I'm not happy, at least it should be ready when it comes out.
Yeah, but then look what happened to Duke Nukem. It was about 14 years late. It wasn't good.
Other games are available.
What else was it? Constantine looks as if it might be getting cancelled.
Yeah. Already?
There's a big Save Constantine.
How many episodes is it in?
About 5, I think.
Something
like that. And apparently they haven't decided yet.
That means it's cancelled.
So they're trying to save it. I only seen the first episode.
The first one. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I don't think it's airing over here yet. But they don't take our figures into account anyway.
They take middle Americans. That's it.
Nielsen box.
Wrap it up. Wrap this up like a Christmas present.
Very
poor. Oh, happy Thanksgiving.
Say something stupid so we can happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Overeating Day.
Yeah.
To celebrate the mass genocide of a people.
There was a cool picture somebody put up. Turkey bringing his relatives an Archaeopteryx and a T-Rex. I brought my relatives to the Thanksgiving too.
Say something funny so we can name the episode.
Something funny so we can name the episode after it.
So
Black Friday sales.
So that's it, I guess. So follow us on.
I can tell you a joke just to wrap it up. What's the difference between a rectal and an oral thermometer? The taste. Yeah.
What's the difference between toilet roll and a shower curtain?
I don't know.
So you're the one.
We've been the SEC. This has been our podcast. Follow us on Facebook, the Swansea Comics Collective, on Twitter and Instagram at SEC Assemble, or our website secassemble.co.uk. Dragons, is it? I have to say that a lot of times up there as well.
I just want to mention we got cool wristbands again.
Adam hasn't got one.
But yeah, they gave us white ones. The white ones, they just seem smaller.
Yeah,
look at Kieran, which is your
big black one. It's just wider, meatier. I mean,
it is. Your big black one is much more impressive than mine and Ricky's skinny white ones.
And that little red one there, though, with that little blue and red one, it's just tiny.
So, peace out.
Nope.
No,
no.
Why?
Because it's really bad.
Well, I just started pushing recording because I thought you were going to say something interesting. And
no, I was going to say something really offensive.
Adam still hasn't got one.
Just say it.
Nope.
Why?
Because it's really offensive.
Say it.
No.
Say it.
No.
Say it or I'll cut you completely out of this podcast.
That's absolutely fine.
Everyone say bye to Adam.
Who?
What?
Yeah, I'm coming in.
Did you guys hear something?